One of the great things about purchasing your appliances from Lander Gambles is the great product line they provide. Only the best from Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana. The next best thing about purchasing your new appliances from Gambles is service after the sale. Lander Gambles has two factory-certified technicians so that in the unlikely event of a problem, your Amana, Maytag, Whirlpool, or KitchenAid appliance is back up and running in the shortest time possible. Also, when you purchase appliances from Gambles, there's free delivery within 30 miles of town. Lander Gambles, 420 Main.
Hey, turn around. Shop in town.
Keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Clay Schaefer with Hayden Outdoors, Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It's 9:30 in the AM, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. A happy cold and snowy Monday morning to you all. Hopefully you took advantage of the spring-like conditions this weekend and got outside some, because we are in store for a cold, cold, cold week. But cold weather aside, we are still going to be having some events here in Fremont County, including the John Roberts Festival. And today in studio, we have a couple of guests, Janet Seeley from the Trinity Episcopal Church and Roxanne Friday. And I'm told that she is the first Shoshone woman in Wyoming ordained as an Episcopal priest, which is an amazing accomplishment. We're excited to have them both today to talk about the festival, which is in its inaugural year. That's too hard of a word for Monday morning, inaugural. But before we get to our guests, we're going to do a quick weather update, because I'm sure you all are very interested in what is in store for Fremont County this week. According to the National Weather Service in Riverton, today will be much colder with some snow likely for most of the county. Very cold wind chills are expected beginning this afternoon as that wind increases, and Tuesday and Wednesday are set to be even colder. Today, mostly cloudy with snow, highs around 16 degrees for most of the county. Wind chill values taking it down into the negative single digits, though. Some gusting winds up to 28 miles per hour. Couple that with the chance of precipitation at 50%, and you are looking at some dangerous road conditions, so be aware of that. There is going to be some snow accumulation of less than a half an inch possible for today, just today during the day, but most all of that will be kicking in the afternoon. I know here in Lander we're getting some flurries now, but it's going to be picking up here soon. Going into tonight, cloudy with the chance of snow showers, lows still in those negative single digits, and the wind chill values are taking it down to negative 25 degrees in some areas. So please get your pets inside, get your animals inside, get them somewhere where they're heated. Make sure you're turning on those faucets so your pipes don't freeze if you're in a house that's going to be affected by that. I always say that, but if you've ever had it happen to you and your pipes burst, then you never want it to happen to anyone ever again. In addition to that, though, tonight the precipitation is going to be at 80%, so it's just going to keep hammering down throughout the night, and that snow accumulation tonight is going to be between an inch, between a half an inch to an inch, so it's not going to be too much, but it's going to be happening during very cold, windy conditions, so be on the lookout for that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, Janet Seeley from the Trinity Episcopal Church and Roxanne Friday talking about the upcoming John Roberts Festival.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy. February is a great time to see your physical or occupational therapist to resolve the pain or injuries that may be keeping you from living life to the fullest. Come see the physical and occupational therapy experts at Teton Therapy and start loving life pain-free. Call 857-7074 or find us on the web at TetonTherapyPC.com.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at SageWest Healthcare.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Your last day to apply for Impact Fremont County's Startup Challenge is March 7th. Find out if your business, product, or service idea has potential and is ready to take off. Hi, this is Brian Young, the Assistant Director of Impact Fremont County. We help people in Wyoming who have business, service, or product ideas get off the ground. It's free, it's confidential, and we'll help you figure out your next steps. Apply online at impact307.org, click on the Locations tab, and then click on Fremont County.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, we are in studio today with Janet Seeley from the Trinity Episcopal Church and Roxanne Friday from St. David's in Fort Washakie and our Father's House in Ethity. They're going to be talking about the inaugural John Roberts Festival. This is an amazing sounding event. But before we talk about that, how are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
Roxanne, thank you so much for coming today. We appreciate it.
I'm doing great too. A little cold, but it's all good.
Janet, you are not wrong. It is very cold, and this isn't Janet. This isn't Janet's first Coffee Time rodeo, so she's the old pro here. So, Janet, I'm going to go ahead and let you kick things off. Would you mind just reminding our guests who you are and what you do at the Trinity Episcopal Church?
Yes, I'm one of the co-rectors at Trinity Episcopal Church, and just really excited about this event coming about in our county. It's a first time ever, and it's on Roxanne's turf, which is just totally wonderful.
That is amazing. It just sounds, and this is the first year that you guys have ever done this. So how did this come about? What made you guys decide that this was going to be the first year you were going to do the festival?
You probably have some more information about that, Roxanne.
Yes. You know, when we had our new bishop come into office, Bishop Paul Gordon Chandler, he was a big fan of John Roberts and also of the Native culture. And so John Roberts, we did start doing this festival in our church a couple years ago. And I really didn't know that there was a feast day for John Roberts until a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. So wanted to open it up to the community?
Yes. And so we, decided with the bishop that we were going to go ahead and we wanted to do a festival and just do this every year and just bring people together and, enjoy the time together, but also to learn more about John Roberts and what he's done for the people on the reservation.
And I know, any of our listeners, go to the event so you can find out who John Roberts and mesh yourself in that ceremony. But could you give us a little, who is John Roberts? What is his relation to the Fremont County community and to the Native folks of the area?
John Roberts was our missionary that came from the Bahama Islands, and he was set here by a bishop that was from Colorado and Wyoming. And back in the early or the late 1800s, early 1900s, he served the reservation for 66 years. That's the one thing that I found out about him.
Wow.
And, and he died in 1949 at the age of 96, I believe. But he loved the people. He learned a lot from us also, as well as us learning from him. And, just the days that information that I have learned about him is also we have historians that serve on the council that know more about John Roberts than I do, he has influenced a lot of people early on in our reservation.
That is amazing. I mean, it sounds like he's had a profound effect on a number of people. Now, Janet mentioned that you are the first Shoshone woman in Wyoming that was ordained as an Episcopal priest. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what made you decide that you wanted to get involved with the path?
Church. Well, I had been part of the Episcopal Church in Our Father's House in Ethiopia for about 25, 30 years. And I was part of that church. That was my home church. And there was something that did happen in my life that changed and changed the way I look at things.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, a miracle happened in front of my eyes when, with one of my grandkids.
Oh, wow.
And so I made a promise. If you, Lord, if you were to save my grandson, I promise I will go to church. I promise I will, I'll bring people to the church, And I remembered that promise. And so I just started taking that road, started taking the steps to find out what can I do to bring, to actually, lead the church. And I entered into the Iona School for, Wyoming seminary school. And the rest is history. I became a priest in 2017. And it was at the time I didn't realize I was going to be the first. It was the first Native American woman.
Yeah, but that took the pressure off a little bit, not knowing that, huh?
It was, and so, I'm honored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm honored. And then the next thing was John Roberts. And stepping into those shoes of John Roberts, I'll never be able to fill those shoes, but I want to be able to be part of what his mission was here, and help people. And that's what I do is my missionary or my mission, my ministry is mainly finding peace and healing. So that's where I go.
And I think anybody can get on board with that, and they can find out a lot of this information at the festival, correct?
They can, yes.
That'll be amazing. And yeah, even just on a historic level too. I mean, it sounds like he did a lot. This is a historic person just in general. So regardless of your religious affiliation, right, for anybody, I mean, this is someone who was very instrumental in the history of Fremont County, correct?
That's correct.
Now, Janet, could you give us a little bit more information about the when, the where, and all of that info for the festival?
Certainly. It's going to be this Saturday, February 26th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. David's Church, Shoshone Episcopal Mission in Fort Washakie. And I have to say, I am so excited about this. Because, for one, when we first came to Lander, I didn't know anything about John Roberts. And there's a book put out about him called Walk Softly, This is God's Country.
Oh, wow.
And it just talks about the history of what he did among the Shoshone and Arapaho Indians. And there's just a couple really interesting things about him, such as a ministry priest, he was well ahead of his time. He encouraged Native American expressions of following Christ, but embracing and honoring tribal culture and traditional.
That's huge. That is amazing.
Oh, yeah. We heard about all those things with some of the boarding schools.
Mm-hmm.
He encouraged the traditional indigenous rituals and customs. And I found this so interesting. Not long after he arrived on the Wind River Reservation, he conducted the funeral for Sacagawea.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, I mean, just talking about more about that rich history.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And some more of that history that I just found fascinating. He developed close relationships with the tribal leaders, and he was known as White Robe and Elder Brother. So he was great friends with Shoshone Chief Washakie and Northern Arapaho Chief Black Coal. So just some fascinating things like that. And during the negotiations with U.S. government officials, the tribes wouldn't proceed without John Roberts being present. So,
wow.
You know,
I mean,
this is just
very
unique.
Respected amongst both communities then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just did a lot throughout Fremont County. But lived on the reservation. Yeah, it was interesting.
That's mega interesting. I just appreciate, because I never heard of them until you guys had reached out about the event, so I'm excited just to learn so much about this as well. So I see that there's going to be a special address by Willie LeClaire as well.
That's correct. Willie LeClaire is an elder Shoshone. He's well educated. He's well spoken. He's a good storyteller. I'm really excited to have him as our speaker.
That's amazing. And now on a semi-lighter note, the fellow who dropped off the poster the first time a couple weeks ago, he said, hey, there's going to be some really good food there. So you got to see what's going on with the food situation for folks to know.
We wanted to kind of do a traditional kind of a meal for everybody, and with the stew and fry bread and choke cherry gravy and, you know, fruit. But we're trying to stick to the traditional type of foods.
That's awesome. And if you've never had that choke cherry, that stuff is amazing. I'm Oglala Lakota, and we call it Wajape. I don't know how it's referred to here.
It's goats up in Shoshone.
Goats up, okay. Yeah, it's the good stuff. That's what it is. If you've never had fry bread with the choke cherry gravy, it's amazing stuff here. But we do really appreciate you guys both coming in today. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to get out to the public while you're still here?
One thing in the press release that I didn't realize, y'all may be familiar with noted Lander-based artist and iconographer Melissa Strickler.
Yeah.
She was commissioned to write an icon of Reverend Roberts. So I think you guys are going to cedar that. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. We're going to cedar this icon, and, you know, it's going to be a blessing.
Yeah.
But we'll have Andrew Vasquez as our flutist. He'll be there to sing for us. And then we have the drum groups that'll be there. So we'll have alive in the church.
Yeah, you got music, you've got entertainment, food, just a rich history that people are going to be able to find out so much. I'm excited for it for you guys.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the feast just sounds really fun, as well as the activities from 11 to 2. So it should be a great time. Hopefully lots of people will come out.
And then the one last question, this is the inaugural one, so is the plan for this to be an ongoing thing in the years to come?
Yes, this is the first annual, and we're planning to just continue having festivals every year, and, you know, we'll see where that goes.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in today. I really appreciate Janet and Roxanne. Have a great rest of your day. We're going to go ahead and go into a quick commercial break, and when we come back, some quick bits of local news.
Livability, opportunity, responsibility. That's who we are at the Lohr Foundation. Hi, I'm Michelle Scudero from the Lohr Foundation in Lander. We work to improve Lander's quality of life through funding and support for public benefit projects. This year, we've been part of projects like the expansion of the Apple Valley School, restoration of the VFW building, and the development of the Lander Art District. If you have an idea for improving the quality of life in Lander, get in touch with us at thelohrfoundation.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
It's 2022, and you've made all the perfect resolutions, right? Drop a few pounds, exercise more, call your Aunt Gertrude on Sundays. It's great to think about improving ourselves, but how about this new year we put the focus on our community? How? Think and shop local. Palace Pharmacy is your locally owned and locally loved pharmacy, just down the street on the west end of Lander, with all the services and savings you'd expect from a national chain, but with the personal attention of a hometown store. Palace Pharmacy, now offering the COVID-19 vaccine. That's Palace Pharmacy in Lander, online at palacepharmacywy.com.
Ask the Expert and the Lander Biz Show with the Lander Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shireen Herrera, and every weekday at 4 o'clock on KOVE 1330 AM, we get to Ask the Expert and hear from local Lander businesses.
Watch county10.com for the podcast after each episode is complete. The Lander Biz Show, powered by the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You've been listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host,
Vince Tropea. Big shout out to our guests today, Janet Seeley and Roxanne Friday, who were here to fill us in on that John Roberts Festival that's going to be happening this weekend. Definitely go check that out. It sounds like an amazing historical event that anybody and everybody should want to attend. We've got some congratulations in order. Man, I'll tell you, I say it on this show again and again about these swimming teams here in Lander. There is something in the water. State champs again. The Lander Valley High School boys swimming makes it 26 in a row. The swimming and diving team continued their excellence in the pool this season, capped off by another state championship in Gillette. Senior Johnny Kulo won the 3A Athlete of the Meet and 3A Athlete of the Year awards. Head coach Shauna Morgan claimed the 3A Coach of the Year. Coach Shauna Morgan should be on the show sometime later in the week. We're going to try to schedule that today. Lander claimed victory in 9 out of 13 events this year. The 200 medley relay team of Nolan McFadden, Reed McFadden, Johnny Kulo, and Benny Kulo took first. Junior Dylan Huleskamp won the 200-yard freestyle. Sophomore Benny Kulo won the 200 IM. Senior Johnny Kulo won the 50-yard free and the 100-yard free. Senior Brennan Blackburn won the 100 fly. Junior Braden Brown won the 100 free. Senior Nolan McFadden won the 100-yard backstroke. And the 400 free relay team of Brennan Blackburn, Dylan Huleskamp, Nolan McFadden, and Johnny Kulo won as well. Lander scored a total of 388 team points, with Buffalo High School finishing in second at 211, followed by Worland in third at 112, and Riverton High School finished seventh with 88 points. And some more local high school sports news. Congratulations here as well. Cody Cunningham won the Class 3A West Championship with the pen over Kyson Hebden of Star Valley and a 231 lead to a contingent of Lander and Riverton wrestlers at the regional tournament on his home mat in Lander. Cunningham is 23-4 on the season. He's a 285-pound heavyweight. Cody is just doing amazing things there. A dozen Lander wrestlers advance to the state championship next weekend in Casper, with five Wolverines also advancing to the state finals as well. Joining Cunningham in the top three finishes were teammates Gabe Harris and Paxton Reese. Also, three other local wrestlers won championships last weekend. Three individual wrestlers from Fremont County won championships at the Class 2A West Wrestling Tournament in Grable last weekend, when River Junior Tucker Jensen took the 220-pound division, with sophomore Wyatt Trimbley winning first at 170 pounds and Shoshone Junior Peyton Trimpler taking gold at 152. Kemmerer won the overall team title, though, with 202.5 points, but Wind River had a strong effort, scoring 129 points for fourth place. All eight placers in each weight class advance on this week's state championships in Casper. Wind River leads the Fremont County contingent, moving on to Casper with 14 qualifiers. Shoshone has 8 qualified, Dubois with 5, and Wyoming Indian with 2. Some more student athlete recognition. Smith Baker was honored at the Mountain West Swimming Championship last weekend. Former Lander Swim Club member Meredith Smith Baker was honored at Freshman of the Meet at the Mountain West Swimming Championships last weekend in College Station, Texas. The San Diego State University freshman was fourth in the 100-meter freestyle and swam onto two first relays for the Mountain West champion Aztecs. And I do want to go back and clarify college level. This is no longer high school, but she was a former Lander Swim Club member. Smith Baker competed for the Lander Swim Club as an elementary school student before moving with her family to Colorado Springs, where she swam for Team Vortex from 2014 to 2021, and she competed in the U.S. Open and qualified for Olympic team swim trials in two events. Smith Baker has a three-time Scholastic All-Time American All-American in the 50 freestyle, 100 freestyle, and the 100 freestyle relay. She lettered three times for Rocky Mountain High School and earned 7 first-team all-front range honors before accepting a scholarship to San Diego State. She holds the front range record in the 50 freestyle. So congrats to Miss Smith Baker. And also, she is currently majoring in graphic arts at San Diego State. But you just love to see those success stories from former Fremont County athletes as well. One last bit of local news here before we let you guys go for today. This was over the weekend. A wind gust was recorded in Wyoming that almost reached Category 2 hurricane levels. So just more reason to be careful out on the roads when we're having Category 2 hurricane level winds. The National Weather Service in Riverton released data for peak wind gusts over 45 miles per hour over the weekend. And according to that report, a 95-mile-per-hour wind gust was recorded on Chief Joseph Pass in Park County. This wind gust is at the high end of Category 1 hurricane classification and just 1 mile away from being a Category 2 hurricane-level wind, which starts at 96 miles per hour. For Fremont County peak winds, a 65-mile-per-hour gust was recorded in the Red Canyon South Pass area, as well as a 66-mile-per-hour gust in Muddy Gap, Shoshone, the Dubois Airport, and Elkhorn, as well as Beaver Rim, all recorded gusts in the 50-mile-per-hour range as well, which you know you're in Wyoming when 50 miles per hour doesn't sound like that big a wind, but that's still a huge wind. Once it gets in that 75-mile-per-hour range, that's when it's considered Category 1 hurricane level. So, yeah, it's we get used to it, but we do need to acknowledge that, yeah, those are in some insane winds. And as mentioned before, with the horrible weather conditions that we're going to be facing all throughout the state, but especially Fremont County the next few days, please definitely be careful out on those roads. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up for today. Thanks again to all of our listeners for tuning in, as always. Shout out to our guests as well, Janet Seeley and Roxanne Friday. Definitely look into that John Roberts Festival. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing informational event as well as a religious event. Go check it out. You're going to learn a lot about the history of John Roberts and what he's done for the Fremont County community, it sounds like. So that's just a really cool thing that we've got going on this weekend. Shout out to our sponsors as well. The Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, Impact 307, and the Lore Foundation. We couldn't do what we do without you all, and appreciate everything you do for the community as well. Thanks again for tuning in today, and we will see you back at the same time tomorrow.